This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury, and I'm in the studio with...
Arvindi Baraj.
Rita Liu.
Audrey Raj is just sat here in the corner acting all quiet. We know she's not quiet. But if you'd like to get in touch regarding our story about going cashless, as our Prime Minister said over the weekend, it would help cut down on corruption and would make the cost of living easier for all of us. Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, on Twitter and Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Over to WhatsApp now. Arv's got a few messages for us.
Yeah, so this comes from Maggie Best, who says, going cashless is not the long-term answer to check or stop greed and avarice. Unscrupulous people would take the time to break out of any security system, be it actually printing counterfeit or hacking cybersecurity systems. Why not go back to the root solution, like an education system that would nurture morally upright society for the future generations? At the same time, parents and community leaders of all levels should practice good morals, like being responsible and honest, to set good examples to the younger generation, both within and without the home and at work. Place.
Echoing what you said earlier on, Frida.
Yep, I'm with you, sister.
Over to Twitter. What do we have over there?
Yeah, so on Twitter, we have... I'll pick three. So we have one from Jun Lee, who says, China going cashless, but corruption still exists.
Indeed.
There's one from at Dr. Jason T, who says, not entirely. It is still vulnerable to hacking, and hacking is a cashless form of corruption. Mm-hmm. And there's one from at Alan Wu KY, who says that it's true. Cashless means more electronic trail, leaving less chance of laundering and corruption.
All right. Interesting viewpoints. Please do keep them in. Keep them coming in. 018-789-8899 on Twitter and Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Moving on to story number two. This is all you again, Arvind.
Oh, right?
You've been talking a while now. So Google's parents...
Yabba, yabba, yabba.
All the time, no?
They want to kill mosquitoes worldwide. Bite, breed, and die.
Yes. So Google's parent, of course, Alphabet. So they are hiring a couple of tech companies to completely kill off mosquitoes in ecosystems where mosquitoes are like a big problem. So they are testing it out in Silicon Valley, specifically Fresno County. So it's the first solution in an unlikely war for Google parent to eradicate mosquito-borne diseases around the world. Mm-hmm. So this is...
And they're testing it out in Silicon Valley.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because apparently Silicon Valley has a certain type of mosquito, like one of its... a type of mosquito that came in 2003. No one knows where it came from. It was not supposed to survive in hot weather. But it just started... It came in, it started breeding, and then people were started getting affected by like dengue and stuff like that.
Must be Malaysian.
Yeah, someone went there from here in their suitcase. So these, they say that what happens is they sort of genetically engineer these mosquitoes that are infected with a certain kind of bacteria, and it makes these mosquitoes unable to reproduce. So stopping basically stopping the generation there and there, so that there are no baby mosquitoes, and killing off the species, leaving them unable to breed in that location. Mm. So what happens is they say that these particular vermin were bred in the ultra high tech surroundings of Verily's. Verily's the company that are producing these mosquitoes in their automated mosquito rearing system. They were infected with Wolbachia, which is a common bacterium. When those 80,000 Wolbachia infected male mosquitoes mate with their counterparts, but females in the wild, the result is stealth annihilation. So the offspring...
Stealth annihilation.
Wow. The offspring never hatch.
That sounds like some kind of dodgy movie, you know?
It sounds like a move in a video game. Yeah,
well, yeah.
Stealth annihilation. Yeah. So if they say that if it succeeds in making mosquito control easy and cheap enough, it could be a lucrative offering on its hands. Many governments and businesses around the world might be glad to pay for a solution for their mosquito problems. I know we would need a solution for our mosquito problems. And then it also says that the mosquito species is among the world's deadliest, spreading diseases such as dengue fever and other illnesses in the tropics and subtropics. And it kills tens of thousands of people every year and infects millions more. So releasing these Wolbachia-infected mosquitoes into the wild may eventually wipe out entire populations of deadly mosquitoes and the diseases that they carry.
But what kind of impact would it have on the ecosystem overall, do we think?
They say nothing.
They say nothing?
Yeah, so a bunch of scientists have got together and tried to figure out what mosquitoes actually do for the ecosystem. They say they're useless.
like flies and roaches.
Well, flies decompose, I think. No? Am I?
I don't know.
Do flies eat?
Roaches, I mean, rats.
Everything must have a purpose, surely, right?
I still feel to see the purpose of a roach.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I hate the things, you know? Yeah. And I would prefer if they were like eliminated from everything. But they must have a purpose, surely.
I mean, getting rid of us?
Getting rid of us. Yeah. Yeah. Being the last surviving elements on Earth.
Maybe.
Yeah, you don't know. Yeah, yeah. Population control. Who knows?
It could well be.
Yeah, like tiny helicopters.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, no. But so what they're saying is the way this works is super interesting. So every morning during mosquito season, which runs from April to November, there's a van, a black van, and it's emblazoned with the words Debug Fresno. It cruises through the housing areas and also the multi-story homes like condos and stuff. And then at predetermined locations, an algorithm automatically releases carefully calculated numbers of mosquitoes, counting each individual insect with the help of a laser as it exits the van. So basically a van that moves around from section to section and shoots mosquitoes out of its windows, like 80,000 at a time.
What?
Yes, like 80,000 male mosquitoes in different locations and neighborhoods at the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
And there's you wouldn't want to be walking past when that thing goes.
They don't bite.
They don't bite. They're firing out 80,000 mosquitoes. Yeah,
so they're basically 80,000 male mosquitoes that don't bite. And to test this, they even had like these boots where people from the housing areas could walk there and put their hands into the jar with mosquitoes. Not a single bite.
But male mosquitoes are not known to be...
It's the females, right? Isn't it the biting? I always thought.
Yeah, so the female mosquitoes bite. Because they need to feed the young. Uh-huh. The males don't bite.
Right.
Yeah. So there's basically, other than having a bunch of insects fly around you, they don't cause any actual problems. They might hum in your ear and stuff, but yeah. But other than that, no actual danger to the people.
All right. Okay. Let's keep the messages coming in then regarding the economy and the digital economy. I want to get away from mosquitoes. 018-789-8899 if you want to get us on WhatsApp. On Twitter or on Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Have we had anything else during the last few minutes?
There's one from Ashik Sabildin who says that he or she agrees that when it's digital, there is a trail. India tried to push this via their demonetization push recently. There's one from Byron Wong saying it will have a trail is the same as what Bitcoin preaches. It has a ledger that everyone has and keeps track of, but it doesn't stop the case of illegal transactions, just harder to track.
You can indeed track them. It's just a little bit more work, right? Okay, we're going to take a short break. Let's have some music. We've got Stevie Wonder coming up first with For Once in My Life, followed by The Clash with 1-2 Crush on You. When we come back, our third story of the day, it is all about if you want to be a good leader, you've got to learn how to follow. Mm. That's all coming up in just a few minutes here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.